eyes I reflect, I find perspective. They're in the best and worst days of this life. You were always on my side. You're in the pain, you're in the promise. And on the days the furnace finds my faith, you're the fourth within the flame. If the past could talk, it would tell me this. My God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next. For the God I know is known for faithfulness. Yeah, my hindsight says I can trust him with what's next. Trust him with what comes next. 'Cause my hindsight says I can count on this. My God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next. For the God I know is known for faithfulness. Yeah, my hindsight says I can trust him with what's next.
The king of my heart, be the wind inside my feet. Discoveryland and Quest. My name is Skylar.
And I'm Caitlin.
Okay, I have a question for you, and I want you to think about it. When did you get to lead something? Caitlin, how about you? When have you led something?
Well, every once in a while, I get a chance to lead some of you who come to the factory on Sunday mornings.
Okay, before we begin our story, let's pray. God, we thank you that you are good, wise, and a perfect leader. As we explore your truth today, help us listen well and learn what you have for us. We pray that your Holy Spirit will make us more like you as you lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, guys, if you can, try and find the book of Joshua in your Bibles. This book is named after the man who led God's people after Moses died. As you listen today, I encourage you to try and listen for why you think God chose Joshua as a leader.
God rescued his people, the Israelites, from slavery in Egypt. After that, God made a covenant with them. Do you remember what a covenant is?
Right. A covenant is an unbreakable promise. God promised the Israelites that if they obeyed his ways, he would bless them. And if they disobeyed him, he would punish them. He showed them how to live by giving them the Ten Commandments. A commandment is a rule or a law.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hold on. This story is about Joshua.
Yeah, that's me.
No, that's me.
Wait, there can't be two of you. I need the real Joshua to stay and the fake Joshua to leave.
Fake Joshua? Yeah, that's him. I'm the true Joshua, so I'll be staying.
Yeah, right. You're the fake Joshua. I'm the true Joshua, so I'll be staying.
Okay. We're going to need to figure this out, right, guys? So it looks like it's going to be up to you and me to figure this out. Which Joshua is the true Joshua and which one is the fake? So I'm going to need you to listen up and see if you can help us figure out which one is the true Joshua and which one is the fake Joshua. So here's the story. See if you can guess. Joshua had been Moses' assistant, but now God was giving him a much more difficult role.
I'd been Moses' assistant, but really, I was the one who was calling the shots.
I'd been Moses' assistant, but God had a bigger, more difficult role in mind for me.
God told Joshua to be strong and courageous.
Yeah, so I went to the gym and started lifting weights and working out.
Actually, God told me to be strong in spirit and my relationship with him.
Interesting. Okay. So Joshua would need to obey God if he was going to lead this next generation into the land God had promised them. Joshua could be courageous because God was leading him. And now, the next part of the story. The first obstacle they faced was
crossing the Red Sea, for sure. That was really tough.
Nice try, fake Joshua. It was crossing the Jordan River.
God gave Joshua specific instructions on how to cross, and obeying those instructions would be the only way to cross safely. The priests were to go first, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the Lord's presence, going before them into the land.
We carried the Ark across first because we didn't want anyone trying to steal it from us. Booyah!
Are you kidding me? We carried it across first to show that the land belonged to God and that we remember to follow God.
As soon as the priest stepped into the flooding river, the water stopped flowing and piled up in a heap a great distance away. The whole nation of Israel crossed the river on dry ground. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, the Israelites had crossed the Red Sea years earlier in much the same way. God was giving this new generation a reminder of his strength and faithfulness to lead them through any obstacle. God would not let them down. To remember this moment, listen, God told Joshua to...
He told me to choose one man from each of the 12 tribes of Israel to pick up a tree branch so we could create a memorial.
Oh, brother. He's right about the 12 tribes, but it wasn't a tree branch. It was a stone.
They wanted to build a memorial to remember the time when the Lord led them through the Jordan River into the promised land. So when everyone had crossed over, the priests came up out of the riverbed carrying the Ark of the Covenant. As soon as the priests' feet touched the banks of the river, the water rushed back in, just as it had been before. When they got to their campsite, Joshua set up the 12 stones they had taken out of the Jordan River. Joshua told all of the Israelites, "In the days to come, your children after you will ask their parents, 'What do these stones mean?'"
The branches mean that Israel went across the river on dry ground.
The stones mean that Israel went across the river on dry ground.
The parents would tell their kids the Lord dried up the Jordan River for them so they could cross over it. God did to the Jordan River what he had done to the Red Sea. He also dried up the Red Sea so they could cross it, and God did the same thing to the Jordan River so that all the nations on earth would know that God is powerful. He did this so they would always have respect for the Lord, and Joshua was a courageous and strong leader.
Yeah, all that weight training and lifting and strength training really worked.
It wasn't because I was that kind of strong. It was because I prayed and trusted God to lead me.
All right, there you have it. Everyone, it's time to figure out which one is the real Joshua and which one is the fake Joshua. So if you think the fake Joshua is the one on the right, I want you to jump up and down and scream. If you think the fake Joshua is the one on the left, I want you to jump up and down and scream. Okay, did you guess correctly? Will the real Joshua please raise your hand? You did it. Good job. You figured out which Joshua was the real Joshua. So Joshua, friends, was successful because he knew God was leading him. And you know what? God will always lead us too.
Today in God's Big Story, we saw how God led Joshua and his people into their new land. God is always willing to lead us as we obey him and walk in his way. All throughout God's Big Story, he asks his people to take time to remember what he has done. When we remember how God leads us, it helps us to know that we can trust him to lead us in the future.
While we worship, I want you to think of a time when God showed up in your life. It might be a specific memory of how God brought you comfort or peace, or something that represents a story or verse from the Bible.
I count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Oh, yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will. God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. Oh, the same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Oh, yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley.
God God rescued his people and brought them safely into the land he had promised them. All right, guys, it's time for the blessing. Let's hold out our hands. May you remember that God will always keep his promises to you as you follow him and he leads you. May God bless you and draw near to you as he leads you this week. Bye.